NHS struggles with strikes, impact, response, and future challenges in 2023. In 2023, the National Health Service, NHS, of the United Kingdom continued to grapple with strikes by nurses and junior doctors, raising questions about the sustainability and priorities of the healthcare system. The ongoing strikes reflect a long-standing tension between healthcare workers' demands for fair pay, reasonable working conditions, and adequate resources, and the NHS's pressure to maintain financial sustainability and efficient service delivery. In this article, we will examine how the NHS has dealt with the strikes, who had the impact, and why it had to come to this in 2023. The NHS's response to the strikes has been mixed, reflecting the complex and competing demands facing the system. While the NHS acknowledges the legitimate grievances of nurses and junior doctors, it also emphasizes the need to balance workforce costs with the broader financial and strategic priorities of the NHS. The NHS argues that it has made significant investments in workforce planning, training, and recruitment, but that it faces constant pressure to improve efficiency, reduce waste, and adapt to changing patient needs and demographics. The impact of the strikes on patient care and healthcare workers has been significant, with mixed consequences for different stakeholders. On the one hand, the strikes have disrupted the normal operations of many hospitals, leading to the cancellation of surgeries, appointments, and routine procedures. The strikes have also put extra pressure on healthcare workers who have had to cover for absent colleagues, work longer hours, and cope with heightened stress and uncertainty. The prolonged strikes have also eroded the trust and morale of some healthcare workers, leading to concerns about burnout, retention, and recruitment. On the other hand, the strikes have also raised public awareness of the challenges facing the NHS, prompting debates about the funding, governance, and direction of the healthcare system. The strikes have galvanized many nurses and junior doctors to voice their concerns, share their experiences, and advocate for change. The strikes have also helped to expose the growing gaps in healthcare access and quality, particularly for marginalized communities and vulnerable populations. Who had the impact in the strikes remains a contested issue, with different stakeholders claiming credit or blame for the outcomes. The unions representing nurses and junior doctors argue that the strikes have forced the NHS to listen to their demands, negotiate better contracts, and recognize the value of their contributions. The government and NHS managers, however, maintain that the strikes have only worsened the financial strain on the NHS, alienated some patients and communities, and undermined the credibility of healthcare professionals. Why it had to come to this in 2023 reflects a combination of structural, political, and cultural factors that have shaped the NHS's history and future. Some argue that the NHS is facing an unprecedented crisis of underfunding, understaffing, and inequality, exacerbated by Brexit, austerity, and demographic shifts. Others suggest that the NHS needs to embrace new technologies, models of care, and workforce innovations to adapt to changing demands and expectations. Still, others call for a fundamental rethinking of the NHS's governance, financing, and relationship with patients, communities, and other stakeholders. In conclusion, the ongoing strikes by nurses and junior doctors in the UK's NHS reflect deep-rooted and complex challenges facing the healthcare system. While the strikes have had significant impacts on patient care, healthcare workers, and public discourse, they also underscore the urgent need for a sustainable and equitable healthcare system that recognises the value and dignity of all its workers and users. The future of the NHS depends on how well it can address these challenges, embrace innovation, and engage in honest and constructive dialogue with all stakeholders.